Norwich Prison has been in the news this week. Rescue dogs are visiting there to help offenders learn about dog handling and training. And prison inspectors say that improvements underway at Norwich Prison are making it a more safe and stable environment. Warnings have been issued this week about two scams. Watch out for cold callers claiming to be from Norwich Citizens Advice Bureau and asking about debts, or claiming to be offering government grants for boilers. More about these scams in a moment, but first we have the news from Norwich Prison.
Two rescue dogs have been brought into Norwich Prison once a week with a trainer who has given a small group of offenders new skills in dog handling and training as part of a pilot project. The scheme, which was unleashed by Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green, who funded the first 3 months of the project, has proved so successful that it is to be extended for a further 3 months. Mr. Green, himself a dog lover, has spoken with the prison after taking office last year about whether dogs, which have been used in places like hospices to help those in need, could be used to help rehabilitate offenders by giving them something positive to focus on. He said, "A dog is said to be a man's best friend, and I don't know of anyone more in need of a friend than a prisoner." It's been a positive experience for the prison, for the prisoners and for the animals. Prison bosses are said to be so impressed by the positive impact the scheme has had that they're sniffing out the possibility of getting a permanent kennel facility built at the Knox Road Jail. Mr. Green said he had met with prisoners involved in the scheme and got the impression they could not wait until Fridays to spend time with their pedigree chums. The PCC's office will now provide £2,500 to extend the pilot.
HM Prison Norwich, which holds a mixture of remanded and sentenced Category B, C and D adult prisoners and young adults, has been described as a well-led jail, which has continued to make progress. The report by the HM Inspectorate of Prisons, which follows an unannounced inspection in September last year, said progress had been maintained and in some areas built upon following the last inspection in 2013. Inspectors found that despite facing similar challenges to other local prisons, including lower staffing levels, increases in violence and the influence of new psychoactive substances, prisoners were more likely to say they felt safe at Norwich than at other similar prisons. They found proactive action had been taken to increase safety, and while more needed to be done, the approach had resulted in a more stable prison. There were, however, concerns that there had been four self-inflicted deaths at the Knox Road Jail since the last inspection, and although support for those at risk of self-harm was generally good, there were some weaknesses in case management. Another area for concern was that while the range of work, training and education opportunities had improved, and most prisoners had something worthwhile to do, there were still too many men locked up during the working day. About 30%. Other positives included Ofsted rating the provision of learning and skills as good, and that attention had been paid to enhancing the work, training and education places available.
Watchdogs have warned people not to fall for a scam from a con artist claiming to be from the Citizens Advice Bureau. Norfolk Training Standards issued the warning after reports in the county of telephone cold calls claiming to be from the CAB. The caller claims to be from the CAB and then starts to question their intended victim about debts. Training Standards officers said the caller is attempting to get information such as bank account details. They urged anybody who receives one of these calls not to hand over any personal information. Instead, they should hang up and report the call to Watchdogs via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 03454 040506. That's 03454 040506.
People in Norfolk have been warned by watchdogs about cold callers who claim to be offering government grants for boilers or replacement electric heating. Norfolk Trading Standards has issued the warning after getting a string of reports of such calls in the county over the past few days. Trading Standards officers advised people to always be very wary of any approach made in a telephone cold call and to never give or confirm any personal details or agree to someone visiting your home if approached in this manner. They said that impartial advice on energy saving and accessing genuine grants is available from the Energy Saving Trust at www.energysavingtrust.org.uk. And as in the previous article, you can visit the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 03454 040506 or visit www.citizensadvice.org.uk.